It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The prevalence of COVID-19 is increasing in Colorado. The state has seen spikes in a number of indicators since the beginning of the month. Lindsay Fent reports.
5 counties and 2 regional health departments reported rising incidence rates this week, prompting public health officials to renew calls for social distancing and mask wearing. The state as a whole is approaching a 5% positivity rate in tests, which is the recommended threshold to begin shuttering the economy. Outbreaks in Colorado are also on the rise. 26 facilities reported outbreaks this week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
People will have to wear a face mask while shopping at King Supers and City Market stores starting next week. Parent company Kroger says that rule takes effect next Wednesday. People who can't wear masks for medical reasons are encouraged to use pickup or delivery services. Walmart is also requiring its customers to wear face masks. A nearly century-old research site on Colorado's western slope that sits on 270 acres is now protected from development. The Rocky Mountain Biological Laboratory, one of the most productive places for field research on Earth, will continue its work permanently through a conservation easement with Colorado Open Lands. Ian Billick, the lab's executive director, says the land attracts scientists who want to study relatively natural landscapes. The easement secures that.
Not only does it limit the building potential, but it really says this property is going to be used for research and education.
Recent research includes findings on how hummingbirds see and how plastic pollution can become airborne. Backcountry campsites at Golden Gate Canyon State Park will now require a reservation. Officials say the reason for that change is misuse, such as littering and illegal fires. The state park has 20 tent sites that are open year-round. Each site is restricted to a maximum of 6 people. Reservations will require a vehicle pass and a camping fee of $18. The YMCA fire burning on federal land near Canyon City is now 90% contained after burning about 300 acres. Officials say the uncontained edge of the fire is in steep and inaccessible terrain. Crews are winding down their efforts, but local officials will keep watch on the fire area over the next few days. The YMCA fire was reportedly started by lightning last week. Canyon City and Pueblo have highs today near 90. This is CPR News.